once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade, was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze."
MFO Medford 915 on FM.
I've got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Set your tempo, non fast, not slow. Ready, let's go. Everybody swing. I got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. I'm ready to swing. Hi-hi-ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready, so help me. Hi-hi-hi-ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Swing with me. Now set your tempo. Don't want it fast, don't want it slow. Ready, let's go, boys. Everybody swing with me. Hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi-hi-hi-ho-ho, won't you swing with me?
Time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is
going to be it. Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
My grandfather gave me that name before he died, John Jones. His home is at Sugarloaf, Mississippi. He gave me that name. He used to sit down and tell me tall stories about what the wolf would do, you know, because I was a bad boy, you know, and I was always in devilment. So he'd sit down and tell me about what the wolf would do. So he told me the story about how the wolf done the little Red Riding Hood, you know. Every time the girl would ask him, "Mr. Wolf, what make your teeth so big?" He said, "I bet I can eat you, my dear." And said, "What make your eyes so red?" "The bet I can see you, my dear." And so, you know, and then they finally killed the wolf and drove him up to the house, you know, and showed me the wolf. And I told him it was a dog. He said, "No, that's a wolf." I said, "Well, what do a wolf do?" "Say, howl." He said, "You know." And so I got afraid of this wolf. you know. And every time I'd kill some of my mother's chickens, she'd say, so that'd scare me, you know, and it made me mad, and they called me Wolf. And I get mad about this. So they just kept on calling me Wolf. And I got to the place, I didn't care what they called me. They can call me Pal if they want to, you know what I mean. But the first, I was afraid of the wolf, you know. Oh, I was 3 years old then, you know, when they started to call me Wolf. Ever since, because you know how it is. Some people, you know, when they find out that you're getting mad about something, they always slip that in. There's that wolf, you know, and it upset me, you know what I mean. But I didn't know it was going to be a great name for me.
Attack. see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are celebrating Black History Month. Yes, the month of February is Black History Month. We began with Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers, and one of my favorite examples of a song with an incredibly nasty sounding guitar that just sounds so great in the rest of the mix. And I got that off of this outstanding compilation from Mojo Magazine, Let's Move, a heavy blues collection. And then we heard Vangelis, but more importantly and relevantly, this one of the finest pieces of American oratory by Martin Luther King Jr., describing an assassination attempt by, as he described it, a demented black woman. And that was my I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix. And then we heard briefly from Hank Fonts, a longtime WMFO DJ whose favorite jazz female singer was Valida Snow. And we heard her after that, a track recorded in 1935, Hi-Hat, Trumpet, and Rhythm. She was known as Little Louie for her Armstrong playing, and Louis Armstrong himself said she was the second best trumpet player, jazz trumpet player in the world after him. And then a deep cut from Jimi Hendrix, one of our three featured artists, along with Valida Snow and Howlin' Wolf. That was the BBC Sessions Disc 2 version of Foxy Lady. And then two more from our third featured artist, Howlin' Wolf. Howlin' Wolf Talks, number 2, from the Chess Box set. And then him singing I'm the Wolf. And actually, we had two Tufts police officers come by the studio here because they're on duty. There's a concert going on downstairs, a pretty metal concert, and they are just wandering around checking things. And they happened to go and mention one of the guys stopped in, and he really liked that Howlin' Wolf song and wanted to know who it was. So, yes, that was Howlin' Wolf, I'm the Wolf, from his Chess Box collection. And then we finished up with another one of what I think is one of my best sound collage, single song sound collage remixes. The Nigerian drummer Babatunde Olatunji from a 1958 piece that introduced him to America and the rest of the world on a 1958 vinyl LP. That was Jingo Loba. And my Plastic Sushi Malcolm X remix of it is remixed in the middle by Fatboy Slim. Thanks to Chuck Yu and Diane from Medford for calling in. And Chuck is, well, he's a regular sub here on WMFO. And more particularly, he's on our sister station, WMBR, MIT's radio station, 88.1, first on your FM dial here in the Boston area. And this week, boy, has he been busy doing three shows on WMBR, filling in for Lost and Found, and then on Wednesday, In the Margin, and then yesterday, Troubadour. And I've listened to two of those, and I'm looking forward to the Troubadour mix, where he was also celebrating Black History Month on that show, as we are this evening. Backing me up right now is Sun Ra once again, Somewhere Else, Part 2, from Somewhere Else. So we've got one last set for you before Chase Carson comes in with a time tunnel. Classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco music from back in the day. And we are going to be hearing another one of my favorite single song sound collage mixes with Martin Luther King, the Beverly Hills Cop remix version of that, with a speech that he made in Memphis, Tennessee, the night before he was assassinated. And we're going to start off this set with another selection from Valida Snow. And we're going to hear some more Jimi Hendrix, an extended jamming session called Jimmy Jam. with another guitarist, Jim McCarthy of the Buddy Miles Express on the right side of the mix. It'll be having Mitch Mitchell on drums, Roland Robinson on bass. And it's from the controversial posthumous album Message from Nine to the Universe, which some people describe it as basically taking a bunch of jam sessions and, doing crazy mixing things that didn't make them sound like they sounded when they were being played. But that's what you're going to be hearing, Jimmy Jam with Jimi Hendrix. And then also in that set, one more piece from our third featured artist, Howlin' Wolf. And how can you not love the name of the song I'm going to play you? Wang Dang Doodle. So let's get our final set here started with Valida Snow. I can't give you anything but love here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Free Form and Educational Radio.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream of what you sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths, doesn't sell, my little baby, till that lucky day. You know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. What is that?
Now, it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, we're sorry for the delay. But we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane. And to be sure that all of the bags were checked. And to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully. And we've had the plane protected and guarded all night. And then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. Go on.
your door. They call me the howling wolf, babe. And you know you found me howling at your door. You know I love you, darling.
You've been listening to the Tears of the God sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches like Malcolm X and a couple from Martin Luther King Jr. this evening. As we celebrate February, Black History Month, and we had a triple feature for you this evening with Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Vallitis Snow, all as featured artists with multiple cuts from them in each set. We began that last set with Vallitis Snow and I Can't Give You Anything But Love from 1940. And then Jimi Hendrix Jimi Hendrix, Jim McCarthy, Mitch Mitchell, and Roland Robinson on a jam called Jimmy Jimmy Jam from the rather controversial posthumous album Message from Nine to the Universe. And the controversy there goes with a producer essentially getting a whole bunch of these jams and remixing them, adding new musicians, taking the musicians out, and kind of makes you wonder exactly how much of it really was Jimi Hendrix in the jam and how much of that was the producer doing his own thing. But that's what it was, Jimmy Jimmy Jam. And then a song from our third featured artist, and how could you just not love a song named Wang Dang Doodle? And then we heard Martin Luther King Jr. once again, the speech that he gave the night before he was assassinated in Memphis. The I've Been to the Mountaintop remix of Harold Faltermeyer's Axel F. Beverly Hills Cop theme. And then we heard from Lightnin' Hopkins, Let's Move, Howlin' Wolf, once again, The Wolf is at Your Door, Elmore James, Rollin' and Tumblin'. So, Chase Carson's coming up next with a time tunnel, classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. And woo, we've got a special treat for you this evening. Old School Steve is coming in for the first time in 2008, and you'll want to stick around for all of that. And I'm going to go and download the podcast when it's all over to listen to that. Backing me up right now is Sun Ra, who's been our featured artist for all of my ambiance this night. This is Better Music Will Create a Better World. What a nice thought as we deal with all of this cold waiting for the spring. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week, maybe training some new DJs. And, have a great weekend and stay tuned for Chase and Old School Steve here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and Educational Radio.